Good morning. This is Commissioner Boucher with my weekly address. I have a lot to cover today, and thanks for tuning in on this Sunday morning to hear from me. A lot going on this week. We have a holiday season coming up in front of us, and I'd like to announce that the Carroll County Farm Museum from the 1st of December until the 22nd of December will have a Holiday from the Heart tour. This year's theme will be the Great Depression, its 90th anniversary. And even though there are tough times back then, people came together with family and love to survive the Great Depression. So every weekend throughout December until Christmas, there will have a Santa Claus visit in the Farm Museum for the children to come visit, sit on Santa Claus's lap, get some photos. And on December 7th, they will have a Civil War encampment and roll call with skirmishes concerning how vital the economy was to the Civil War here in Carroll County. It's neat that we honor the Civil War here and pay tribute to our history. If you want more information on the schedule of events at the Carroll County Farm Museum, you can go to ccfarm@ccg.carr.org. Or you can call the 1-800 number, 1-800-654-4645, and ask about the schedule of events going on this year at the Carroll County Farm Museum. Also, in the spirit of Christmas, Carroll County is the leading producer of Christmas trees in the state of Maryland. So I'll start out this. Christmas tree farms in Carroll County. Buying your Christmas trees and greens grown in Carroll County means keeping the money local and helping the environment. Buying from local businesses means the money stays in our community, supporting our farmers. Farms produce green areas that help keep our air quality good. And buying local also means less shipping of trees long distances, which also contributes to our environment. Please reduce emissions and gas consumption. So get out to your local tree farms. I have a list of the ones here in Carroll County, which I'll share with you. And hopefully you and your family can get together and go patronize these businesses and farmers in our county. In Upper Co is Davison Tree Farm. In Hampstead is the Fairmar Tree Farm. In Westminster is the Hurt Tree Farm. In Union Bridge is Otterdale View Christmas Tree Farm. Down in my neck of the woods in my district in Sykesville is Pine Valley Farms. We also have out in Tawnytown, Shoals Farm. In Manchester is Thomas Tree Farm. Also in Manchester is Show Vockers Quality Evergreens. I'm sorry if I slaughtered the name. And we also have in Westminster Zepps Tree Farms. So please Google these farms, look them up. If you can, find your locations, go patronize these farms. They are local businesses and help keep our county strong. Also this week, we had the pleasure of swearing back into office Judge Richard Titus. Richard Titus was a Hogan appointee who had lost a confirmation election last election season, but he has been reappointed, thankfully, by Governor Hogan to be back on the bench. He's on hit the ground running, already having 2 years of experience. He is a very respected member of our community, and his interpretation and enforcement of the law goes hand in hand with the philosophies we have as conservatives in Carroll County. So we are very blessed to have Judge Titus back on the bench, and thank you, Governor Hogan, for bringing him back to us. Judge Titus made a quote that was funny when he was sworn in. He quoted the Grateful Dead, and he said, "What a long, strange trip it's been." Judge Titus lost both his parents this year, and my heart goes out to him, and we all need to be very supportive of him. And I think having been through such a tough time this last year gives him a very interesting perspective on our community and how to support us. And I believe he's going to throw everything he has into his job and serve our community well. And on to this week, I met with the Student Government Leadership Council at the Board of Education. I went over there and met with the students that provide leadership for student government and talked to them about political science and develop ways to educate and create awareness for our students in the future to understand what local government is and how it impacts their lives on a daily basis in their education. By talking to these students, I'm going to work out a way to meet with them in their full assembly and lay out the groundwork of how our local government works, how it affects them, and enlighten them on basic things that our government does, like water and sewer and public safety, things that are not that glamorous, but really add to the basis of us having a civilized society. And hopefully, by doing so, we'll be able to plant the seeds in these young minds about political science so that one day we can harvest them as our future leaders. Individuals such as myself who are in their 50s are eventually going to be out of office, and we need to backfill ourselves. Not only the elected officials such as myself, but the individuals that run our departments, land use resource management, parks and rec, all these departments need leadership from within our county. And if we can cultivate these young minds early on to have an appreciation and understanding on how our local government is run and how it affects their daily lives, we will be able to have them serve in the future in these capacities which we presently serve. Our students are also very much concerned from the meeting about the environment, technology, and our park resources. So I'm trying to get together with some of my department directors to put together an educational package where I can meet with them in February at their full-blown Student General Assembly meeting and bring them up to speed on what we as a county are doing to help meet our environmental needs, address our technology demands, and what type of park resources management we will have in the future for them to utilize. These are all very wonderful things, and it's very exciting to see students who are interested in political science and local government. I must admit that when I first went over to speak with them, I didn't think they'd be as interested as they are, but they presented me with some very articulate and smart questions. They seem to be blank sheets and are not prejudiced by political views or ask gotcha questions or rhetorical questions. They're very honest and sincere about what they want to learn from our local government. And it's an honor for me as a public official to address them, work with the administrators over the school board and the school administration to try to develop these students into our future civic leaders. I informed them that there are 23 counties and that Carroll County is one of only 6 counties left in the state of Maryland that has a commissioner of form of government, and that we were created in 1837. That counties are creations of the state and can only enact local ordinances when state law authorizes them to do so. So I hope that I made a good impression upon them and will continue to do so into the future as we develop good political science education awareness for our students. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.